Allah Ta'ala started. Let me keep. I want to make this very short and deep. I don't know how it's easy to combine that. But for the benefit, we started very late due to technical issues and the benefit so that other people can also benefit. Allah started after saying, talking about, we know Allah started in the surah about the rahmah, the mercy, the different kind of ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests His mercy upon people. Why is this important? Why is this inspirational? A lot of us are going through stuffs in our lives. Sometimes you're asking, is my prayer answered? Is Allah with me? Does Allah love me? Allah says, Dhikru rahmat rabbik. This chapter is a mention of the mercy of Allah, Abdahu Zakariya, for his slave Zakariya. He didn't call him a Rasul. He didn't say Nabiyahu Zakariya. Why? He rendered Prophet Zakariya to the level of a slave. So daughter, you don't think that it's because he's special. He says he's just our abd. The same way he started in Surah Al-Kahf that we said he addressed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ma'ajalalati, as high as the status. He addressed him as what? Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi, upon his slave abd. And the ulama say that the highest maqam, the highest station that you can attain in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the maqam al-ubudiyya. That state of servanthood. And that was why when Sayyidina Jibreel came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask him, O Muhammad, aturidu an takuna malika nabiyya malika? Do you want Allah to ask you to make a choice between being a prophet and living like a king? Who doesn't like that? Mashallah. How do you know that Allah has accepted our prayer if we are not riding the latest Lincoln Navigator? Then you don't have a choice. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a choice. Allah sent Jibril to him. Let him make a choice. If he wanted to live like the Like if he wanted to control gold, if he stretch his hands, gold would drop. Wallah, he will make it for him. And Sayyidina Rasulullah asked Jibril, and what is the other option? He said, between and living as Nabiyan Abda and living as a prophet who will live like a slave. And Sayyidina Rasulullah was asking Jibril, like, Jibril, which one is best for me? And Jibril gave him a sign, that last one. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You need to know the secret of Allah. You need to know the secret of existence. Don't be stupid. Don't be too forward all the time. Ask for advice, even if you think you're smart. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, لكل نبي دعوة مستجابة. For every prophet, Allah will grant them one dua, a wish that automatically, if they ask Allah, Allah will grant them. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, تأخرته ليوم القيامة. I delayed that one chance till the day of Qiyamah. For who? For you and I, for the Ummah. Say sallu ala Nabi al-Kareem. Anyway, Allah told us of the miracle of Prophet Zakaria. Then he furthered and talked about the miracle of Sayyidatuna Maryam, and furthered and talked about the miracle of Sayyidina Isa al-Masih, the Jesus Christ, the Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he ended at Kun Fayakun. That's like one of the greatest miracles in human history. After Rasulullah. A lot of lessons to learn there. We didn't expound on that. But today Allah is saying, Wa inna Allaha Rabbi. What's the message? Sayyidina Isa ibn Maryam is saying, Allah is my Lord and your own Lord. Fa'buduhu, and worship Him. We gave Him all this miracle He was given to without a father. He spoke al Credo. He could tell the birds. If kids give him dolls of bread, he will make them to fly. When people come to him, he will tell them, this is what you ate in your house yesterday. In fact, you left half cup of it. In like, he will tell them, things that nobody knew. He healed people who were sick, people who people have lost like hope about, and much more than that. Allah says the whole of this point is to direct you to Allah. What's the lesson for you? If you see a wali of Allah performing miracles, the point is not to idolize him. It's to see that this is an embodiment of the blessings of Allah, and that miracle, that karama, should lead you back to Allah. هذا صراط مستقيم. This is the right path. Then Allah, because this surah was directed mostly to the Bani Israel, to the Israelites, Allah says, فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ. Then thereafter, they started fighting among each other. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ بِكَفَرُوا مِنْ مَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Woe upon those people who disbelieve in this message. As until the end of it, Allah says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. Warn them about the day of Qiyamah. إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. When every of our fear will be perfect, the decree of Allah will come to pass. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ. In this world, they are heedless. Like every one of us is heedless. We forget about Al-Akhirah. We do silly things. We don't take care of the things we need to take care of. وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah now says, even before Al-Akhirah, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضِ. This earth would be inherited by Allah. This is one of the balagha of Quran. So you think Allah will come down and build a house in Washington, D.C.? Or in China, because China is going to rule the world or something? Or in Russia? No. If he says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا. In another verse, below there, he said that this earth, يَرِثُهَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Our slaves will inherit it. Look at the way the Quran would explain that. I think, did we read the ayah? مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيَّ. نعم. Ayah, if you check. It says, تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ. The jannah التي نُورِسُهَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا مَنْ كَانَ. So that was al-jannah. So, but in the same vein, this earth is going to be inherited by the people of Allah. And they are going to be on earth for some time, and when Allah is ready to destroy the earth, a gentle breeze, Allah will gather all the remaining believers in the world in one single place. Let's assume it's Canada, for example. Somehow, all the believing Muslims will come to Canada. Somehow. Maybe by looking for work or something. Something will bring them together. Then a gentle breeze will blow, and all of them will sleep, and they will die like that. This earth will not go into extinction. Allah will not destroy the earth. The world will not come to an end until every single Muslim dies. Look at the mercy of Allah. Some people say, hey, we are afraid that Al-Qiyamah will come. The crashing, the destroyal. I don't know if destroyer is the best word. The collapse of the world will not attain. All of us, if you are a believer, you will have died and slept, or sleep and die, something like that. But before then, the believers will rule this world, especially when Al-Imam Al-Mahdi will come from among the great grandchildren of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He will be helped by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They will work together as an army. They will destroy all the forces of evil, the Antichrist, all of them. Then they will restore peace on earth for some years before the world will come to the end. So Allah says, this al-ard, for the people of Lugha, of Arabic language, this is another evidence to show us that the earth is feminine, because Allah used tilka. We are in ayah what? Give me the mushaf. It's okay. I think I get it now. Ayah 40. Ayah 40. Inna nahnu narithu al-ardha wa man 'alayha. We inherit the earth and whoever is upon it. Wa ilayna yurja'un, and everyone is going to return to us. Then Allah started another chapter. Wadhkur fil kitab, in our record. Let us tell you about Ibrahim. Allah described him, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. He was very truthful and he was a prophet. When he told his father, why are you worshipping other than Allah? What cannot, مَا لَا يَسْمَعْ. These things cannot hear. وَلَا يُبْصِرْ. They cannot even see. وَلَا يُغْنِ عَنْكَ شَيْءًا. And they cannot even benefit you. Today, they are not physical idols. But we have idols of money, idols of fame, idols of Facebook, idols of celebrities that we worship. Idols of showing off. Idols of wanting people to praise us. Different kind of idols. Idols of gossip. That we take, if you tell him, I cannot do without gossip. They have taken those things as idols other than Allah. So, in essence, what are we saying? It says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, in the book of Ibrahim, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًا. When he told his father, oh my father, don't worship what will not benefit you. In this, what will not benefit you, what cannot hear, what cannot see, وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Unlike that. He continued and said, Ya Abati, in the Balagha of Quran, and this is very important, especially at this age, where some people will say, okay, we have accepted Islam or we have accepted the Sunnah, and what is the next thing they do? They start disrespecting their parents. The kalima Abati in the Quran is, oh, their father. It's different from Ya Abi. Abu is father. But Abati is my dear father. My what other word can we use? If you would like, you can say my darling father, my dearest dad. Even when the father of Nabiullah Ibrahim was an unbeliever, he said what? Ya Abati, my dear father, my darling father. And you see that in all of this, he repeated, Ya Abati. He says, oh my father, إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك. It has come to me in terms of knowledge what has not come to you. In the same way we tell our parents, our mommy is not like that. You're in the modern way, the way we do things now. Yeah, your child, and this is a lesson for you as a parent, your child can have a knowledge that you don't have. You don't have to say, what is your age? How old are even you? What do you even know about this world? A lesson for those of us who are educators and parents, we have to learn to listen to our children, even if they are rude in the way they are presented, except we want to teach them. Fattabi'ini, oh father, why don't you follow my own way? Ahdika siratan sawiya, I would guide you to the best way. We'll achieve the same thing. When the father did not listen, he says, on another instance, it's not the same, it's not like he's repeating it. Oh father, no. Another day he said, yeah, Abati, oh my father, lima ta'budu shaytan, why are you worshipping shaytan? Why are you giving your life to the devil? Inna shaytana kana li rahmani asiya. Shaytan is a transgressor. He's a criminal. He will not end up, the person you are following will not help you end up well. Ya Abati, oh their father, inni akhaf, I'm afraid at this point if you don't listen, ayya masaka adhabu min ar-rahman, that if the punishment of Allah comes, will Allah spare you this way? Because you don't have any evidence. Everything we told you, like, you can't prove what you're doing. And if the punishment of Allah comes, فَتَكُونَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَّ, he will put you together with shaitan. You'll be a wali of shaitan. Wali Rahman, wali shaitan. Then the next thing the father said is, قَالَ أَرَغِمُنْ عَنْتَ أَنْ أَلِيَتِي. Okay, now, Ibrahim, you have grown wings. Now you are turning against my gods. He didn't even say one god. He said, أَنْ أَلِيَتِي. Because they believe that one god is not sufficient for them. They need the god of thunder, the lord of rain, the lord of growth, the lord of development. You know, different lords, because one lord is not enough. He says, Ya Ibrahim, لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ, if you don't stop admonishing me, لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ, I'm going to call out that they stone you to death. وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّ, please leave me and get out of my sight. Leave this place. I don't want to again. What lesson from here? If you're talking to someone, you keep advising them till one day they say, go away, no more nasiha. Then at that point, what did the father, what did Sayyidina Ibrahim say? Did he say, hey, don't worry, daddy, we'll meet in Al-Qiyamah.
In fact, if Allah call us together like this, you see that you are the one who is, no, he said, Salamun alaik. Go in peace, I go in peace. Out of love and compassion, what did he say? He says, Sa'astaghfiru laka Rabbi. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to seek the forgiveness of Allah for you. Even when, so how many of us, when our parents, or even if we reverse the case, when our children are wronging us, we only complain, this child, this my daddy, it doesn't even listen to me. How many of us wake up at night to pray for our parents that Allah guide them? Before you start calling out your parents, even my parents, they don't know anything about the deen. How many times did you call them? In what manner did you call them? Did you make it clear to them? When they didn't listen, after they sent you out, did you continue praying for them? This is lesson from the Quran. Your friend, that's your friend that you wanted to go away from, did you advise him? Did you pray for him? If it's true that the person is your friend, why do we cast people out because of simple faults that they make? We are talking of a case of someone who is involved in shirk, taking partners with Allah. Now, you have dished some people because they make simple mistakes. And this refers to all of us. Sa'astaghfiru laka Rabbi. I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Innahu kana bi hafiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me so much. Has special love for me. He's using his position with Allah and to the end of like that. Wa'atazidukum wa ma ta'buduna min dunillah. Even though I am praying for you, I'm not going to worship all the things you're worshiping other than Allah till the end of like that. And Allah says, the beautiful part that I so much love you is with that. The Prophet Ibrahim faced a lot of challenges, and Allah says, thereafter, ayah 14:50, wa wahabna lahum min rahmatina. We didn't leave Ibrahim. We later blessed him. Wa ja'alna lahum. He said, lahum for them. Where is the them coming from? What happened was that Nabiullahi Lut was the cousin of Sayyidina Ibrahim. He was a small boy then. When Sayyidina Ibrahim left his city, small Lut or young Lut followed him. That's my big brother, my big cousin. I love him so much. We love each other. If they send him out of the city, I have to follow him. After some time, when he grew too, he settled in his own city. So Allah says, for both of them, Sayyidina Lut and Sayyidina Ibrahim, even though Allah did not mention Sayyidina Lut directly here, but the lahum, the plural is Sayyidina Ibrahim, his family, Sayyidina Lut and his family, we granted them mir rahmatina, from our mercy, wa ja'alna lahum lisana sidqin aliyya, and we gave them the tongue of truth. What does that mean? It became that it was their own affair that superseded other people's affair. The force of the forces of falsehood was relegated. You are going through a challenge today. People are, how do I say this? They are scheming against you in your office. You know, because you are the only Muslim, maybe because you refuse to cheat with them. Don't worry. One of the dua you should make is, Rabbi ja'alli lisana sidqin aliyya. Dua from the Quran. Oh Allah, that's ayah 50 of Surah Maryam, prayer point. Sometimes people think that Muslims do not have prayer points. We have. They are serious prayer points from the Quran. If Allah grant us mercy, I was looking at one of the series that maybe we'll do later, is prayers from the Quran or prayers from our righteous people. Because sometimes one of the style of our righteous early people was that they would take some prayers from the Quran, they would add beautiful inspiration to it, and it will fit every situation that we are. So, Rabbi ja'alli lisana sidqin aliyya. Oh Allah, give me the tongue of truth. Whatever challenges you are going through in your workplace or in your house, people are scheming against you, they're trying to, like, you know, all those evil things that people do, ask Allah to give you lisan sidq, the tongue of truth, so that your own affair will supersede theirs. Allah, and I think we've done Abba Sayyidina Ibrahim, but quickly, Ritu, remember what go fil kitabi Musa, remember Abba Prophet Musa, and how we called him from Turi Sina, and we gave him rahmah from our Akhahu Harun Nabiya, another miracle. If you don't pay attention to this, is it possible that one day you ask Allah, oh Allah, please make my child a prophet? Your prayer cannot make you a prophet, but the power of prayer. Today, Muslims do not pray again. The power of prayer was that the prayers of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, waj'alli waziran min ahli, he said, give me a helper from my family. Sometimes you have asked people for help, you're asking for money, you are asking for help to support your business, and everybody's turning you away. Why don't you ask, oh Allah, make my junior brother a rich person so that he can help me. Make my big brother, enrich him. Enrich my wife so that she can support me. Enrich my husband so that, think of things like that. That's the message. It says, what, Harun akhi, the supporter I want is from my family. And he mentioned to Allah, I want my brother Harun to be my supporter. Allah says, Qad ujibat da'watkuma, I've accepted your prayer. And instantly, Allah conferred the position of prophethood upon Prophet Harun with the dua, the power of prayers. And that's why he says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ. Wahab means granting something that you are not worthy of. Hiba, gifting it. It's just a gift. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ. We have granted it. مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا. Out of our mercy. You see the way, you know, when we're talking about the introduction of Surah to Maryam, we said Allah kept repeating the word Rahma, 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 mercy. So this surah is a surah of hope for whatever you are going through. For Sayyidina Ibrahim, what did he say? He said, I want you to pay attention to it. What did he say? وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا, from our mercy, ayah 50. Here, in ayah 53, he's saying, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا. Like Allah is repeating, ringing it in your ears, that the rahmah of Allah is close by. From our rahmah, whatever, something that we will not do, we granted أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا, we made his brother a nabi. For Sayyidina, and is he now go back and says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ. Remember in the book of Ismail, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَوَدِكَ الْوَعْدِ. He was truthful to his promises. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. We made him a rasul, Allahu Akbar, and a prophet. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. He was one of those people who command his household to make salah. Don't let it be that you are the only one in your house who is being righteous. Encourage your brothers, encourage your husband, encourage your children. Have a circle of Quran in your house. Have a circle of learning in your house. Make it a family business. Wazakatan, and he commands them to give charity. Be a giving family. Wakana inda rabbihi, with this thing that he has done, inda rabbihi mardiya, he became a beloved of Allah. Wadhkur fil kitabi Idris. Remember in our book about Sayyidina Idris. That's prophet number 5 or 6 or 7 that we're mentioning now. Innahu kana siddiqan nabiyyan. He was truthful. Let people know you with the truth. If there's an issue, they say, let's go and ask Abdullah. He will say the truth. It's, Allah says, because of that, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. We put him in a high rank. In fact, it is in the record that up till now, Sayyidina Idris is not dead, was never dead. It's not just only that Allah raised him in his status in this world. Allah raised him to Jannah, the highest place in Jannah. And he's still there, and he will be there till the day that Allah will end the world. Allah now wants to summarize where we stopped. Ulaik, this group of people that were spoken about. An'ama Allahu alayhim. These are the people that Allah has blessed. These are the people that Allah has showered his bounties upon. Min an-nabiyyin, from among the prophets. Min dhurriyyati Adam, from among the progeny of Adam. Wa mimman hamalna ma'nu. And those people that we gathered with Noah when we destroyed the world, those people that were in the ark with him. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ إِبْرَهِيمَ وَإِسْرَائِيلَ. And from among the grandchildren of Ibrahim and Israel, Israel is Nabi Allah Yaqub. وَمِمَّنْ هَدَيْنَا. And from among the people that we have guided. Meaning that if you follow the footsteps of the prophets, you are guided. وَاجْتَبَيْنَا. And the people that we have chosen. If we want to talk about ijtiba, that will be another day. Allah says, these people, إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَنِ, when the signs and the miracles of Allah are being read upon them, خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا, they will fall on their faces doing sujood for Allah and crying profusely out of eschewing and how do I say this? And zoning into imagining the beauty and the awe of Allah and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah is one of the ayat of sujood. The ayat that when you are reading it and you are in wudu, you have to make sujood. We didn't,
because we are seated here and we're having a class. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. This class is going on Mondays to Friday, inshallah, on different channels. We started maybe some of the live stream channels, maybe Facebook, maybe. We try as much as possible to make this consistent, but consistently we have it on our podcast, which is easier for most people to join. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, to benefit from more of this kind of programs. You can ask for the link to join our network, different other programs, inshallah. This week, I'm making it known, we're going to be starting another class in one of the masjids here. For those of you who are in Nigeria, it's in the midnight your time, but at least you can catch up with the recording on our social media or our private pages. I ask Allah to bless you as you listen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.